afternoon, internet radio listeners out there. How are you? This is Blake Ruby, and my show is God is on the Sun. Let me explain that in about 10 seconds. We have a spirit inside our body, and our body is made, that spirit body is made of light energy, billions of electrons. And guess where the light is for our solar system, the originating source of our solar system. You got it, on the Sun. And the rest is self-explanatory. How are you today? I'm doing okay. Here in San Antonio, I was just telling Doug, we've had some good weather, but we've had a lot of rain. He said it just rained there for the first time in a while. But we got a couple of big storms last week, Sunday and Wednesday here in San Antonio, and they were frightful storms. Both times the power went out, and it was really amazing to watch for a while, you know, just from inside the house looking out through our enclosed patio where I'm at right now. It was amazing. The wind was blowing so hard, and I was telling Doug that the dumpster that we put our trash in was blown from where it was, and it had some water in it, out onto the street. Now, that's some wind right there, like a mini tornado or something, I'm thinking. Anyway, so welcome to the show. And right off, I'll tell you that we're going to be joined again by my guest from last week, Karen Gresham Nickel. She's a psychic energy reading person. She's a hypnotherapist, a UFO contactee. She's got a wealth of knowledge and experience in those fields. And we're going to talk about whatever in her fields of expertise. Mainly, I think we're going to concentrate on UFOs and extraterrestrials. So what do you all think about what's going on out here in the world, in the United States? The COVID-19 situation continues. Over 100,000 Americans have lost their lives to an invisible monster, it seems, that's out there. I believe now that they're getting it under control. There's been decreasing fatalities, cases, some flare-ups in other places around the world, around the States. But generally speaking, I think we're on the decline, which is a good thing. And for my workplace, we're reintegrating back into it. Beginning next week, we'll be going through phase 1 through 4, and that will take maybe a month and a half. So I'm in phase 3. I anticipate going to work, back to work, around the end of June. So in the meantime, I'm enjoying teleworking, and I could keep doing this forever, but I don't think that will happen. So what else has been happening with the George Floyd death, you know, the police? We have to really stop that from happening. It's just too much anger and bitterness out there, you know. Understandably so. You just don't, with this situation, you know about what happened. And the police need some training, I think. They need to know how to control their tempers. Need to think of alternative methods to arrest people. I know that they can get hurt, you know, arresting some people who don't cooperate. It's a dangerous job, I feel for them. But they just can't keep killing people like that, especially black people. Most of them are black people. I'm married to a black woman myself, and I sympathize with all that's happened throughout the centuries with them, you know. It's a sign of a world that was in its lower stages of evolution, and we still are, really, trying to evolve. And as I mentioned on previous shows, let me just say again, we are here on Earth, materially, physically, for only one reason, and that is to develop spiritually. And that's the truth. That's universal law, my friends. So I know that we have other concerns, but just keep that in mind. You know it's true as a spirit and soul yourself. You know it's true. And I'm doing my bit. I'm learning every day And one book, I'm going to share this with you. Got a few minutes here before Karen joins us, but I'll tell you what my favorite book is. It's not the Bible. The Bible is one of my favorite books, but this is the ultimate book that will teach you so much knowledge. It is an incredible book. It is a fantastic book. I first picked it up around 1998 when I was living in Cleveland. And at the time, I think any of you who listened to my show before, and thank you for joining again today. I've been doing shows on BBS Radio for over 3 years now, and on and off, not continuously, but so far this year, I began it back up again in February. So I'm on a roll now, and I've got a good plan. I'm going to keep going as long as I can. Many thanks to BBS Radio. They're awesome. Doug and Don. On all those shows, and I keep saying to myself, I got to tune in, because I've tuned in before to some shows, and I like listening to what other people have to say. If I really like it, I'll continue to listen, but I do have a goal of trying to listen to as many people as I can. Times that I've tuned in, it seems like there's been a lot of music, and I've missed out, and I know there's a schedule, and I will listen to some of the other people out there who are beautiful people with some awesome shows. I can tell by the names of them that you are those people that are developing yourself spiritually and making the world a better place, and God knows we need it, you know, with all that's going on. You know, this world, in the world, lower stage of evolution, killings and viruses, bacteria, they're pretty commonplace. And so we got to deal with it like our ancestors before us. But this book I was telling you about, are you ready for the name? Write it down. I mean, and when you get it, and I think it's a little more expensive now than it used to be, but it's got some knowledge that will just blow you away, so to speak. You know, it's incredible. It's like, who first inhabited this earth? How long the earth has been in existence? And no, it's not 500 million years ago, or how many billions that the scientists and astronomers say. That is, in my opinion, exaggerating. And I know they do the carbon dating methods and they claim that they're pretty accurate, but personally, I don't believe it. And the sun is not 4 billion years old. Why do they give us these numbers that are hard to even comprehend, you know? Like the number of stars in the evening sky, and say they're more stars out there than there are grains of sand on every beach on Earth. Come on, just say like there's a few million out there. Give something easy to understand. But no, they have to show that they're well educated and well read and very knowledgeable in their field, and so they throw a number out there. I personally don't believe. But what else? Also, who Jesus was, Moses, the extraterrestrial intervention in our past. If you're familiar with the book, Chariots of the Gods by Eric von Däniken, it's a little of that same thing, talking about how our past has been influenced greatly by one particular race of extraterrestrials, and there have been others that have visited Earth. And so with Moses, beginning with Moses, even before then, but with Jesus especially, there's a chapter called Who Jesus Was. And also, the continent of Mu, Atlantis, those civilizations, and talks about them. So the name of the book is Abduction to the Ninth Planet, or, it's got different names, the Thiouba Prophecy, or Thiouba, that's Thiouba, the Golden Planet. So it talks about this race of extraterrestrials called the Thiouvans. They came from the planet Thiouba, which is in our Milky Way galaxy. It's one of the three most advanced in the galaxy, technologically and spiritually. They're hermaphrodite, which means a male and female. Hey, transgender. Go transgender. And they're about 9 feet tall. Yes, they visited Earth before. The statues on Easter Island were made in their image. Yeah, we learn about it in the book. And of course, they're extremely, extremely intelligent, and their spaceships now haven't always been that way, but now they're round, about 70 meters in diameter, so about 220 feet in diameter. They can go seven times the speed of light. They can go interdimensional. They can go into the parallel universe, which exists alongside the material universe. And it really will give you so much knowledge and truth about our past, where we came from. The first human beings on Earth came from another planet called Bacchaterini, a group of black, a race of black and yellows, yellow people, or in other words, African-American. No, I guess you can't say that because the Aborigines inhabited Australia all those years ago, and that's where they landed, in Australia. And the yellow race, otherwise known as Asians, respectfully so, you know, I love you, thank you. And so they settled in Burman, China. And, of course, they're very well advanced. They had to leave Bacchaterini because it was cooling down in our Milky Way galaxy. As some planets do, over the course of their existence, there comes a time when their planet begins to cool down. And kind of like what Mars is right now, you know, it falls outside that green zone and then it turns into a desert, right? So in the book, it talks about that. And when they first got here, this was 1,500,000 years ago, this was a veritable paradise. I mean, the life here was incredible. There were crocodiles that were like 45 feet long, snakes up to 90 feet long. I mean, everything was bigger back then, you know, all those years ago. It was like the prehistoric age, but there weren't dinosaurs, I think. I'm not sure. It doesn't mention that in the book. But anyway, it mentions so much else, much more, so much detail about who we are. And our inner beings, you know, our astral bodies, these beings, I mean, they're just totally awesome, incredibly intelligent, they're super amazing beings who have been in existence so many more millions of years than us, and they're assigned as guardians, you know, monitoring our civilization and helping us, as they've done before in the past. And they'll intervene when the time is right, you know, back then in Jesus' time, the world was in a pretty sorry state of affairs. There's a lot of evil going on, you know, killing, sexual immorality, and general evil all around. And so the time was right for divine intervention of a very specific kind, and you can read about it in the book. And let me just read a little bit for you. Let me see what the time is here. Okay, well, Karen will be calling in a minute, so I won't bother. Some of the chapters, let me just give you the names of some of the other chapters. Con of the Moon, Easter Island, First Man on Earth, I told you about that. Atomic Destruction, they sent into a planet in our Milky Way galaxy called Alimo X3, a race of like Polynesian people that were involved in a nuclear holocaust. And so it just wiped them out, but there were some people that survived. Their vegetation, plant matter, was all but destroyed. They had to subsist by eating from the sea. You know, all the animal life was destroyed in the midst of the Holocaust. And even the fish in the sea was affected by the atomic radiation. So, not a pleasant situation. Some of the insects mutated. There were ants the size of cows that were attacking them. Praying mantises that were feeding on them. There were a lot of birth defects. People born with mouths on different sides of their face. Ugly wounds all over their head. You know, like sprouting three arms, that kind of thing. And then cockroaches that were like 2 feet long. And so there's a moral to this story. Is we don't want to get involved in the nuclear holocaust because besides us dying, most of us dying, which would be okay because then our spirits and soul go to the next, we go back to the spirit lands, heaven, the sun. And then we spend some time there. Not everyone will, I think, you know. God's jail is below the surface of the earth, and some of us go there to serve some time. But there is no eternal damnation in my mind, in my opinion. So then the earth, after a nuclear holocaust, it's going to take several centuries to get back to normal. You know, as I mentioned, birth defects, these extraterrestrials, they had to help them by replanting some trees and restoring some of the animal life, you know, cows and goats that they could live off of, you know, milk and the meat too. And so, it's all there in the book. What's the name of the book again? Come on, read it. Tell me back. Thayuba, The Golden Planet. That's the most recent version. Read it. If you want to be a smarter person, read it. If you want to be more spiritually developed, read it, please. Mommy, do I need to ask you, please, please, could you read it? You'll like it. And read the whole thing. Don't just read a little bit. You know, don't read it and think, oh, these people are crazy, you know? Science fiction. They just made it up, you know? But what about the spaceship that he was abducted in? Was there any rivets on it? Very funny. Hey, you know, this guy, he's dead now. He passed away. The author, Michael Vince Marquette. He's a great, great man, author. He talks about in the book, they take him back in time where he sees the continent of Mu and the cataclysms that destroyed it. And he saw it from like a vantage point, you know, where just looking, they couldn't interact. They could see what was going on. And so about 15,000 years ago, the earth was upheaved by these tremendous cataclysms, earthquakes all over the surface of the earth. And so the continent of Mu, otherwise known as Lemuria in the Pacific Ocean, went down, sunk down beneath the Pacific Ocean, and the other continents rose up because the whole surface of the earth was reshaped as it is during times like this. So he got a chance to go back in time, and he found out that he had lived many past lives, you know, as I've talked about on my show before. You know, our spirits and souls, when we transition back to the spirit lands, then we spend some time there before we start planning our next life and where we're going to go. And it all depends on how much our soul has grown in this life as to where we're going to go in the next life, you know, on another planet in the, not only the Milky Way galaxy, my friends, but there are other galaxies, thousands of galaxies out there. That's a number easy to understand, isn't it? Thousands instead of millions? Because millions kind of boggles people's minds. That's why the astronomers and scientists nowadays, they'll boggle people's minds with these numbers, these years, you know. The Earth is 50 billion years old because, you know, carbon dating said this. But how can you really, really trust those methods? I mean, it's cool. You know, I can understand the scientific part of it and this and that, and mathematics was involved, but no. In my opinion, no. The Earth is approximately 2 million years old, and the Sun, probably not much more than that, maybe 4 million. But that's Blake, you know. That's me. That's what I've read. That's what I've learned from books. And then I pieced together my own reality system from what I've learned, like a jigsaw puzzle, piece after piece, you know? It's rational. It's logical. Karen, are you out there? She hasn't called in yet, apparently. Okay, it's after 6:15, but she's probably caught up doing something. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read a little bit from this book to you. And I already picked up Who Was Christ? That's one of the chapters. Let me just find a good place to come in here. Yes, yes.
Karen is with us.
Hi, Karen. Thank you, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Karen, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I didn't know if I was supposed to call or you were going to call me. I didn't know which one it was. So I'm here. I finally found my number right. If we have, I may have some phone problems with the Wi-Fi in the building. So if you can't hear me, please let me know and I'll see what I can do about it.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear right now. You're sounding good.
Oh, so, good.
As long as that stays the way it is, we're good as golden.
Okay, great. It's a little hard for me to hear you for some reason, but let me see if I
I'll
can
try
get
to,
up this band. Okay.
I'll try to talk closer. I'll try to talk closer.
Oh, that's great. That's very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Karen, how have you been? How was your week?
Fine. And how is yours?
Oh, we had a couple of major storms come through here in San Antonio and knocked the power out both times. But otherwise,
it's
been business as usual. Teleworking here in the backyard during the week, you know, Monday through Friday.
Oh. Yeah, exit heat. Yeah.
Yes, right. And, yeah, it's heating up from, not summer yet, but will be soon, officially,
yeah.
That is.
Oh, the person that works for me, Derek, said that he would post your thing from last week. If he
thank you.
He told me to remind you, because we usually get those from radio stations, and I don't know if you've tried to send it or what. I was just supposed to email.
I sent it to him yesterday.
I won't talk to him until Monday.
Okay, I forwarded him a text message from BBS Radio. They're having problems with uploading and downloading and caching some material. I don't know what happened. So technologically, they had some problems. But I got that text message with the link on Friday, and I forwarded that to Derek, and he acknowledged receipt. So we're good now. That took him a little longer than usual.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. We don't talk until Monday. So, yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, you can always copy me and him both, if you will. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Will do, yeah.
What time is the show? Is it 6:30 or did I call too early? Well,
no, it began at 6, so I've already been talking for about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I just had to let the dog in, so that's the way it is.
Sometimes okay, absolutely.
The dogs come and go.
They're precious. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if you could call me or I call you, so I'm sorry if I was late. I was waiting, and so
okay.
Now I've got it figured out.
All right. I was just talking about
before you joined.
Are we on the air? Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking about this book that I was trying to get people to look at, to read, to buy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any share, or I don't have any, shall I say, advantage, or, I mean, it's of no interest to me, no financial gain for me to advocate this book. It's called Sai Uba, The Golden Planet. I was just telling people out there in internet radio land that the book, Sai Uba, The Golden Planet, is one of the best books I've ever read. I've had it with me now since 1998.
Uh-huh.
And it's just full of knowledge about this man who was abducted by a race of extraterrestrials and taken to their planet for about 10 days. And he gained all kinds of knowledge about who were the first human beings here on Earth, and how these extraterrestrials have intervened in our past, you know, with Moses and Jesus during those times, and about the human being and our inner bodies, our astral body, and who Jesus was. There's one of the chapters.
Mm-hmm.
The continent of Mu, Lemuria in the Pacific Ocean, the continent of Atlantis and the Atlantic Ocean. It talks about all of that.
What is the writer's name? Who's the author?
His name is Michael Desmarquette, and that's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L. He's French. Desmarquette.
Okay.
And he passed away in 2018. But he's a very, very good author. I mean, extremely good author, very humorous. I mean, the guy is incredibly intelligent. And you can also look at his book as if it was science fiction. It's an excellent read, you know. And he says right at the beginning of the book. Now you can believe this if you want. You know, you don't have to believe
it. What are the races of the planet? What are they called?
They're called the Thiaubans, Thiaouba. That's the name of the planet, Thiaouba. And it's in our Milky Way galaxy. And they are hermaphrodite, which means they're both male and female. They're 9 feet tall. They've got long, long, beautiful hair, different colors. So they might look like more female than male. And extremely, extremely intelligent. You know, they've got kind of guardianship of our planet and have been monitoring us for thousands of years. You know, they've intervened. For example, it talks in the book about when Moses was escaping Egypt with the Israelis, that they are the ones that parted the Red Sea with their spaceships, with a tractor-like beam, anti-gravity, electromagnetic beam. They assisted Moses with some of the other miracles, and they helped feed the Israelis on that road up to Israel. The Hebrews, actually, is a proper way of describing them, the Hebrews, right, until they got to Israel. It does, in a way, sometimes contradict the Bible, but it has more detail. And so I've read it several times, and I would suggest that anyone who gets it read it several times, because it just rings with the truth. I mean, what happened to this man? It changed his life. He wrote this book. He said when he first published it, he was ridiculed by a lot of people. And that's pretty typical. That's what happens when people bare their souls, you know. I know some people might do something like that for financial gain. I mean, make it up like a hoax just to make some money. But usually in a situation like this, if you've read other alien abductions like Fire in the Sky with Travis Walton, it's been a rocky road for him, you know. I mean,
yeah,
he was abused
a
little
great
bit.
Guy.
You met him?
Wow. Yeah, I know him. He's wonderful. He's
great. I've seen some interviews. You know, he's a very intelligent man. And if you doubt what happened to him, then you just, you know, you don't have an open mind. You're never going to learn. There's someone out there that doesn't believe that. You know, there's just no way to convince those type of people, you know, unless they have a UFO
land. People are just closed down. Yeah, they're just shut down to anything out of fear, or they can't seem to get it. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is, but they're young souls, I think. You know, the older souls, the intermediate, advanced souls that are out there, they know, you know, they wake up in the middle of the night and after they've read that, they say, you know what, that does ring true, you know. That guy, I mean, I'm a logical person, a rational person. I pride myself on my intelligence. I'm well-read. And, you know, I've done a lot of research. And I can tell when someone's lying. Or when something doesn't seem true. But one thing you can't ignore is just how it changes their lives, you know, sometimes for the worst. And it's not because then you realize they didn't do it for the money. They just wanted the truth to be known. But unfortunately, you know, some people, they need to see to believe. But Jesus taught us we need to believe to see. You know, we need to bridge that gap between belief and knowledge. We don't need a UFO up a spaceship flying saucer to land in our backyard, be convinced. And they wouldn't land in the backyard of someone like that anyway, because, I mean, the evidence is already out there. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. If people really wanted to research it further, they could. I mean, there's just so much evidence, and they'll say, okay, what? Well, just look on the internet. You know, if you're really interested in finding out the truth, you're really seeking the truth, you will find it there, you know. All the times we've been visited before in the past, all the ruins out there, the Incas, the Mayans, the Egyptians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It is. I think it's interesting, especially at times like this, why more people, or really almost everyone, doesn't ask a lot of questions and search more, you know, for truth, greater truth. Don't you? I mean, it's interesting as to why the masses are still not searching for answers. You know, we're still a minority.
Yes. Yeah. That's typical with a planet in its lower stages of evolution.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there are a lot of young souls here on this planet. And it's just something you're going to have to learn.
We come in as light workers to help them, you know, to make it awaken them. And that's what we're all here to do, especially right now, you know, during these things that are happening to our planet and everybody's confused and show all types of emotions depending on this, the COVID thing about everybody shows them in different ways. So
yes,
I
know, and with the protests in Minnesota going on around the country.
Yes, that was just terrible. Just terrible. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I can understand peaceful protest. Martin Luther King would have said, you know, under these circumstances, let's protest, but let it be peaceful, you know.
Right.
And but I can understand the anger. You know, I live. My wife is African American, and I live with her daughter and grandchildren. And my sister married an African American man, and she has 5 children. And so I sympathize with them. I see them as fellow human beings. You know, it's just incredible
what
Vader has done.
We're all the same. And, you know, those who search for beyond here know that there's the blue people and green and all kinds of colors. So it's sad that because of a color, it's divided.
And in that book, the Biowuba, the Golden Planet, they take him to this place up in the mountains on their planet, and it's a very beautiful planet because they are the most evolved. So with planet Earth is a very wonderful and beautiful planet in and of itself. You know, all the life here is such a variety of life, teeming with life, all different kinds, you know, but when you get up to the higher evolved planets, then you've got a veritable paradise. It's almost like heaven in the material world, you know, with the atmosphere is filled with like a gold dust-like quality, and everything is more purer. You know, there's no pollution anywhere. There's animals live in harmony. They don't eat each other. And also trees grow to be 600 feet tall. And also a tremendous variety of life. And the people there, the sentient beings that inhabit those planets are loving. They love each other. They adore each other. You know, they know that they're each part of work that's made by the Creator's hands, you know. And they are developing themselves spiritually in earnest, like they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the universal law. From what I read in this book, universal law decrees that man develop himself spiritually. We're here materially for only one reason, that is to develop ourselves spiritually. And that's one of those people that we were talking about, they're not doing. You know, some of them speak a lot of negativity. And is to impress their fellow human beings, their friends, you know. The way it sounds, maybe it's got to do with a sense of humor too, but after a while, I can only take so much vulgar language, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
First, give me a headache.
Hopefully we'll grow from this. Hopefully we'll grow as a world from all of this, you know? The light always prevails. I do believe that. And I think we have many among us right now shape-shifted into humans and to help and assist and of all types. You know, the best video that I find that's really good for those that are interested is the one about UFO disclosure, May 2013 with Paul Hellyer.
I will look at that.
Yeah, that's
Paul
great.
Hellyer.
He was the Minister of Defense of Canada, and he was great. I did a symposium with him for Starworks USA, Paula Harris's Starworks USA in 2013 in Florida, and he was there, and he was fantastic. He was almost 90 years old at the time, just as young as he could be, in perfect shape.
Wow.
And he says that there are 57, he meets with the Senate in Washington, and along with all the other people, Richard Dolan and a lot of other people went to that, and was amazing. Man, he got up and said, pardon me?
Oh, go on. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, you asked me something. I didn't hear you.
Well, I just wanted to interject something there. You said that we're 57. I think
he said 57 known species. That's what he said in this video on Earth that have come here and are here assisting in this transition.
Wow. I know quite a few myself, but I don't know what all of those 57 are, but I'm sure that's right. And
yeah,
have you heard of the book?
I know
we talked about on the last show, this book, The Contact That's Begun by Phil Kraft. And when he was taken aboard, that's another alien abduction. Well, maybe that's not such a good way to describe it. It's like they beamed him up to give him some knowledge so that he would write that book, which is what he did. But they also, they've been beaming up people that call ambassadors, because the goal is to eventually make contact, you know, and have a summit between the two species and then be inducted into the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. I know that sounds maybe a little bit funny, but it's true. But he said in that book that there are 26,000 different, probably more now, species in the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Now just imagine if you were to line up all those species, go from one to one, and shake their hand, you know, now just use your imagination, you know, that would be so overwhelming. I don't think we could actually do it, you know, because each one is from their own separate planet, which they're indigenous to, you know, they were created, conducive with the atmospheric conditions, you know, amazing, amazing creations. Then there's some out there that are like us that haven't been inducted into the Federation of Sovereign Planets because they're too warlike, you know, and too, there's been too much killing going on. And maybe some of them make their first steps into outer space. And one thing they do with these extraterrestrials from that book, the Verdants, I was telling you about them on the last show, and that is they ensure that these species, these civilizations don't make their first steps into outer space. If they continue with their warlike ways, they sabotage their spaceships so that they wonder what they're doing wrong. Well, they're being stopped from going into outer space because space is supposed to be a peaceful place. You know, they don't want interstellar warfare. You know, Star Wars, that's why I don't like the name Star Wars, because that's, I mean, what are you trying to do? You know, are you trying to destroy not only our planet, but the universe, too? Are you that self-centered of a person where you can't live in harmony with other beings? And you don't even think about peace? I mean, come on. You're a co-creator God in the making. You get with it, you know? Turn from your materialistic ways. And you know, it's like we all have the battle between the spirit and the flesh going on. But some people, the flesh is winning, you know? And they just won't see reason. They're stubborn. But I accept people for who they are. And I didn't mention this to you the last show, but I believe that we're all co-creator gods in the making. You know, we can die anytime. And we have a heart, we have a brain, and we will die one day. And then we'll continue that process through reincarnation to be born again and again and again on a more evolved planet. And that's the way it goes all the way up to the most evolved planet, like I was talking about, Thyuba, the golden planet. People there are the highest evolved race, one of the highest in the Milky Way galaxy. And then you have the universe also, and thousands of galaxies out there. One of the dogs wants to get in, and she's a smooth fox terrier. Her name is Shakira.
What type of dog is she?
She's a smooth fox terrier. She's black, female, and
she
loves to run. She's a fast runner. I was probably the fastest dog in Texas.
Dogs are angels. I love dogs.
Yeah. So she just opened the door with a paw, but I got to grab a bottle of water. So give me about 10 seconds. I'll be right back.
Sure.
And we've got a big dog, a big black lab, and he's in the twilight of his life. He's started to have seizures. Now it's been going on for about 5 months or so. And
oh, bless his heart.
So, well, thank you.
Do they get along together? Life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a big, all of them are pals, you know. But the big dogs, we used to all go out together and walk and run. And then one day he just couldn't make it. He didn't want to get in the car. So now I just take the three other dogs and he stays home. But he walks around. He's got a limp on his left leg. I think is weak. He might have hurt it. And he's got a growth on his rear end. It's like the size of a golf ball.
Oh my goodness.
We took him to the vet, but the vet said that it wouldn't be a good idea to operate because he had started having seizures and the anesthesia, he might not recover from the anesthesia. And hold on, there's another dog. Dog scratching at the door.
Okay.
That's Goldie. She's the American Pit Bull Terrier. She's a very loving dog. She's more brown than golden. And she's female
too. A pit bull? How cute.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a real love bug. You know, she'll just lick your face.
Oh, yeah, they're darling. They're cute.
My wife loves her. She sleeps with my wife, you know, curled up next to my wife. Lifetime. Very strong dog. I mean, you ought to see her run down the stairs. She just flies down the stairs every time. It's incredible.
That's cute. That's great. That's wonderful. Dogs are everything. They're healing. They're healers for humans, I believe. Great healers.
I agree.
They see
us from a different perspective, you know, and they try to help. And
they really do.
And I'm glad I've had the opportunity to live with them for the last 9 years or so because it's helped me to be a better person, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're really
understand animals.
Great workers.
We have two cats, too. I grew up with cats. And so we have two beautiful cats. This is amazing. You know, God has been good to us. And we've had some problems here and there, but overall, you know, we've got a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. We're grateful. Then this will change. I think that many people will grow and gain knowledge of really what's out there and ask questions. You know, that's what I feel. And I do believe, as far as everything coming on, I think there will be a remedy for this COVID. I think it's going to be a little while, but I believe that it will.
I think you're right. And it appears to be on the decline now. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. There are some flare-ups here and there, you know, in some states. But generally speaking, I think the death rate and the cases rate has been going down. It hasn't been as fast as before, so to speak, you know.
Well, they thought
that
would be to the warmth of the weather. So maybe that has something to do with it. Mm-hmm.
So in your opinion, how do we need to make contact with the extraterrestrials? We know that they're out there and they're monitoring us. They could be listening to our show right now. You know, the burden.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. I think there's so many monitoring right now. And I think if we believe it and if we ask for help, that they'll help us. And if we let our minds go in there, they're trying to reach us. And there are those who want to help us and then they want to see us help ourselves also to evolve the planet. But we have many of them that are out there, the Pleiadians, the Lurians, the Arcturians, many of them. And there are many of the reptilians. There are different ones out of that category, I think. And then there are so many, I can't think of all of them right now myself, but then the tall whites is what Paul Hellyer talks about. The tall whites and the little grays, and a lot of them have are AI, and they use the I feel like they send the AI beings here to check it out, because I think in some way it's rough terrain for them, the ones there. They have a totally different energy force than we do. So that's why that a lot of people need to be careful about their energy field, because theirs is so powerful. It's like that's what gives off so much radiation. You know, you've heard of that with different sightings and different people. So much radiation has come on when they get around them. So there's has to be some kind of divider or some kind of a situation that blends where they can not hurt the people and the people not hurt them, you know, because we're made differently. And that's what happens when a lot of the crop circles and a lot of the places, once they arrive, you see the burned places there that it's a lot totally different frequency.
There's a
There was a big one in Texas back in 2012. I'm sure you do. You remember the Stephenville lights?
No, that does not ring a bell.
That was a big one, and they had it was over Glen Rose, Stephenville, and this part of Texas, and the people had even seen a mothership come over during the day. And so it's written about a lot. Yeah, that's when Paula Harris came in with her symposium and had a symposium that was started with talking about all of that. It was quite incredible. A man by the name of Steve Allen and his friends saw it, and they called it in to the newspaper in Stephenville. And Angelia Joyner wrote about it. So, it was very interesting.
Well, so go ahead.
You can Google that and find that'll be a good one. There's so many. Well, you know Wendell Stevens? Do you remember him? He was in the military. Wendell Stevens, he was a colonel.
No.
And he had so much.
Oh, wait, yes. I think so.
Yeah,
I think
and
that
he's
name,
deceased now. He went to see Billy Meyer and the Pleiadians in
Switzerland.
Oh, yeah,
I've heard of Billy Meyer. Yeah, I read about him.
Yeah.
In fact, I got a 2-DVD set and saw all about that.
And the Pleiadians came to visit him on a regular basis.
Right. He lived in Switzerland, I think. My memory shows me correct.
He did. Yeah, he did. He was a farmer. And he had one arm. He lost his arm in some accident or something.
There's one crop circle, and some of the crop circles are amazing. The intricacy, the design, the geometry. There's one in particular called the Alien Face Crop Circle. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Google that. I mean, what more evidence do you need? You know, this was in England, I think. You know,
a lot of it happened there, right?
And you just can't create those. With boards stamping down grass in such intricate detail. But then again, you know, as I mentioned, some people are just not ready to believe it.
Scared.
They can't handle the truth, A lot of people can't
handle
the truth.
And I think a lot of it feels that it's intruding on religion or God, which is so untrue. You know, there's the cutest little video that I posted on Facebook. And it's got two little girls talking about this. They're called the Volunteers. And it's about 10 minutes long at the most. It's really cute. And it has a brilliant way of explaining all this. And what's here, they have come from another planet, and they came to Earth to volunteer. And so it's really cute. It's the Volunteers. I think we're friends on Facebook. And you can find it. It's in my timeline. So it's really neat.
Yes. As far as religion is concerned, and I've talked about this in my show much before, the Bible, Mm-hmm. It's a very contentious subject, you know, because some people, they just put their whole faith in the Bible, and they want to believe every word that it says, and I can't do that myself, you know. I used it as a stepping stone to get where I am today, but then there was a time when I just said...
Yeah, it's such a beautiful book, and there's a lot of truth there, but it's all interpreted symbolic. Right. Yeah.
But, you know what, in fact, what they're saying, just Christianity, I think I'm more Christian than the others, than any other religion, but there's only one truth, you know, there can't be more than one truth. You have all these different religions and all these different types of Christianity, only one God.
I believe in Jesus, Yeshua. He came to earth as Yeshua. He arrived, and he said, I'm not from this world, and I believe in him. Jesus is the Latin version. Yeshua is the Hebrew name, and I believe it. I believe that he was great. He was a great, absolutely, and I pray to him, and I pray a lot. I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe in God, the cosmic forces, and all of it. It's everything. And I believe the prayers will be answered, and I think people help in the invisible realms that aren't visible from here. That's what it's all about. And that's why we seek, I think. That's why we seek these answers. But I think a lot of people live in a realm of a small amount of like a bubble, and they won't go outside of that because of whatever reason they may have.
It's a fear of being ridiculed, one thing, you know, of not conforming with their peers, you know. And it's really, what it boils down to is, and let me address everybody out there, are you more concerned with what people think about you than living your life? You know, isn't life more important than what people think about you? You know, I was running down the street the other day. I've been doing a little jogging, just staying straight, you know, exercise my heart and lungs. And I was going down the street, and on the other side of the street, there were some people that were walking, and I could almost hear what they were thinking. And some people, they don't have good things to say. You know, I'm sorry that they be there that way for whatever reason, you know. Some people have hard lives. They might not be making a lot of money, whatever the reason is. I just hear what the words they use sometimes. And there's a song by Phil Collins. He used to be a drummer for Genesis. And it goes, I don't care what you say anymore. And even Billy Joe said it, you know, this is my life. I don't care what you say. Remember that song?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone, that kind of thing. But I would just encourage everybody to don't care what people think. Don't let them inhibit you. Don't let them restrict you from being everything you can be. You walk alone, you know, like Jesus, someone like Jesus, where you know you're going to die alone. Walk alone. So we got 1 minute. Karen, can you say a prayer for us?
Can you say a prayer? I would love to.
Thank you.
We don't have time to take many breaths. Lord God of the universe. Lord God of the universe, we ask for the light from the highest realm of enlightenment. We ask at this time that this is blessed on all countries in this planet to bring light for healing and awakening to a higher consciousness. And we ask this, Jesus, in your precious name, we accept it's been received. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. We gotta go.
You're welcome.
So hopefully,
enjoyed being with you. And I'll check it out and and I'll get Derek to help you all to put the stuff up there and put you out there. This has been a lot of fun.
All right. I'll talk to you later then, Karen. Take care. God bless you.
I enjoyed it. God bless
Me
you.
Too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.